Hello everyone, Mimi here. Thought I would come out here and do an audio boom for February. I was looking back through some of the audio boos and was looking to see if I can find some of the topics, and I believe February day one topic was life without the internet. Probably basically like, would we be able to survive without the internet today? And I think that it would be hard to go without the internet today, seeming as though we are so adapted to it, and it's like just a form of lifestyle today. But I do remember a time where there was no internet. There were pagers, you know, you had to make a call, you couldn't just, you know, pull out a cell phone and call from anywhere. You had to page someone or have someone page you, and then go find a payphone and call them. I remember those days. I think everyone had a pager. I used to have a pager. And then you had the big, bulky, huge cell phones, the car phones, even before that. But look at the Amish. They survived without the internet. They're way old-fashioned. I mean, our version of the internet, you know, for the millennials was like passing notes back and forth in class and shit like that. And these days you got the texting and all that crap, which is awesome. You know, I love technology. I think it's come a long way. But I remember, like, I think we could, as millennials, would be able to survive. But as for the newer generation, I don't think they would know how to adapt. I think it would be, well, not necessarily know how to adapt. I think it would be harder for them to adapt. Because it would be kind of like how we would try to adapt to being totally Amish without the electricity and running water and having the, like, work fields and stuff like that. But I remember when, you know, we had TV. You know, we had family night. We had game night. This is all before the internet. Talked on the telephone when it was a telephone. Not a cell phone. An actual telephone. Cord phone. And then they had cordless phones. You know, we had books. We had to basically use our imaginations growing up. Like, I remember, like, writing stories longhand. These days, I don't even think a lot of the schools today even do longhand anymore. I think it's all technology-based, computer-based. I know I definitely want to teach my daughter the basics of learning, especially cursive, because I guess they're really not teaching that in the curriculum these days in school. Like, cursive is something that's very, very important. You have to know how to have it, you know, to sign a signature. If you don't know cursive, how are you going to do that, you know? But, as for, like, the millennials and back, I think we would be able to adapt without the internet, seeming as though there wasn't once a time where we did not have those things. But as for the, I forgot what the coming of age generation, like, I forgot what today's actual generation is called. I read an article about it online, but I don't remember. But I think it would be very hard for them. I don't think they would know what to do with themselves. You know, versus, you know, we'd have to pick up a book and actually read it. Like I said, you know, write an actual letter and walk to the mailbox and send it out before email. You know, and text messages, like I said, our version of text messaging is writing notes back and forth in class. You know, you actually had a map that you had to look at, like a paper map you actually had to follow, versus it reading directions to you on your phone, you know. But I think as millennials, like, we came into the generation just in time, like, at exact the right age, because I was like 13, 14 when the internet started becoming popular and when I really started learning about it. And I think I was like 17 when I actually had my first computer in my house, 16, 17, when I actually had my first computer. And that's when technology just started taking off. Cell phones started becoming popular in like 2000, 2001. I remember getting my very first cell phone after I graduated high school. That was when I had my first cell phone. You know, and always had one ever since. They're definitely handy to have. But I think back to what would we do if, you know, there are times where I sit and ponder, like, what would we do if we didn't have cell phones? You know, how would we touch base? We would basically have to revert back to the olden times, and we'd have to wait to get a message to somebody, you know, just gotta sit and wait. Where you actually had to walk to track someone down to tell them something. Actually had to walk to a payphone to make a phone call if you're stuck somewhere. Or if your phone was turned off and you had to go to a payphone to make phone calls. Things like that. Same thing with, you know, mail-in letters. You had to actually walk to the post office and send out a letter. But I think our generation, it would be hard to cope, but I think we would be able to survive life without the internet. It would be hard, but today I'm thinking, I don't want to say it would be impossible, because it's always possible. There's always ways around things like that. Because like I said, you know, there was a time where there was no internet and we all adapted just fine. The internet basically is just a luxury and makes life a lot easier. And a lot of people say it makes life a lot lazier, you know. Makes people more lazy. You know, got an ailment? Look it up online. There it is. Back in the day, if you had like a mystery something or other wrong with you, you had to go to the doctor's office and get that shit checked. You know, you had to freaking go to the library and get a book, look that shit up, you know, where you actually had to go to the library to pick out a book and actually do, you know, hardcore research. You know, doing research was not at your fingertips, per se, like today. In other words, you know, all you had to do is type in a few phrases on the keyboard, and there it is. Versus back in the day when you had to actually walk to the library, get a library book, look in the whatever that thing was, the card thing where you had to, I forgot what it was called, you had to actually look up the last name and the first name and find your author that way. Where you actually had to look in a thesaurus to find a different word for another word. Actually look up a word in the actual dictionary, a physical dictionary, or you know, to get the news, you had to actually pick up a newspaper and read it, or actually turn on your television. You know, these days cell phones and technology, kids are so wrapped up, they'll never know what it's like. To them, it's like what Amish and the Depression era what is like to us, you know, like, how did people do that? But there is ways around it, and it did happen, and it was possible. So I think it would be possible. It would just be a lot harder to adapt for the newer generation today, you know, because there are kids out there who had their cell phones stuck to their, you know, literally stuck to their hands or stuck to their ear. You know, there's no such thing as like a family game night anymore, or just getting together and just hanging out and talking without somebody picking up a cell phone or checking their Facebook or Twitter. So, but you know, technology is a neat thing though. It definitely makes life easier. But that is my theory on surviving, you know, being able to live without the internet.